I want you to get together.
Hello, everyone. It's time for another episode of Tips for Truthers. It's Friday. It's that time of the week. And I've got a good one for you guys today. This one's a bit more optimistic, a little bit more upbeat and positive, I suppose. It's a good piece of advice, which I think we all kind of need to remember sometimes. And it's to always keep a sense of humour, but also to remember not to let the bastards get you down. And this is probably easier said than done, to be honest. I'm going to admit this is tough, especially when you've kind of just woke up, to let things slide, let the passive-aggressive, pity-filled, backhanded, snarky comments go. It's hard to let them go. You know, when people are looking at you with that look of though, oh dear, they've lost their minds, the poor soul, you know, that type of thing. And they're talking down to you like you're an idiot because you've got into conspiracy theories. But with like, you just need some help, dear, that type of look, you know. And it's hard to kind of let that go at the beginning. And then, you know, as you go on and press on with learning the truth about the world and how it actually works in reality, and people are observing you do these things, and you start speaking the truth and trying to explain to people what's really going on, eventually that pity turns into hatred, and then you start getting attacked, you know, verbally attacked in a rough way. You know, it can get quite bad. If it's not your loved ones and your close friends and family who are now talking bad about you and putting you down and calling you crazy or an idiot or trying to get you sectioned, at least the society at large will start doing that, and you'll realize they've always been doing that. And you'll see mainstream media, TV shows and movies or whatever it is, and you'll see the archetype caricature of a conspiracy theorist everywhere, which misrepresents you and who you are and what you actually stand for, and creates this two-dimensional cartoon character for everybody who is not awake to see and think that's what you are. You know, and it's rough because it's kind of, you take it personally. You see these caricature, cartoon character style conspiracy theorists on TV, and you can't help but feel like they're giving you a bad image, you know, personally. And it's rough. It's rough. It really is rough out there to be a conspiracy theorist. And all I can say is get up and carry on. Get over it. Move on. Who cares what they think? Laugh, have some fun with this, because as dark and as horrible as the topics you're researching are, we have already won. And especially if you've got the Christian perspective in on this as well, you realize the victory is already ours. The victory is Christ's, and we have victory through him over all of this nonsense. And these things of the world are fleeting, they're passing, and all the works of men to work against us are folly in the long run, and vengeance is the Lord's, you know. So you kind of can find that peace and levity if you understand the biblical perspective. I would recommend that, you know. But even if you haven't quite got there yet in your own research or truth or journeys, I would think, you know, keeping a sense of humor while doing it is always a good thing, because you are going to be dealing with dark topics. And if you don't laugh, you are just going to cry. And at the very least, you can laugh at the absurdity of it all. You know, and find the humor in just how ridiculous this whole thing actually is, and just how all pervasive, and just how much people miss it, even though it's glaringly obvious that we have this control system over us, working to manipulate every facet of our lives. And people's blind ignorance, in a way, is kind of funny. It's kind of funny how they can't see. It's like divine comedy. It's absurd. It's absolutely absurd that it's got this far, and we let it get this far, and people don't call it clown world for nothing, you know. And like I said, I'm the guy who talks about clowns on a regular basis, so I should know this, but then it's not lost on me, you know, that I'm talking about clowns, and I'm saying you should find a sense of humor as well. But it really is absurd. We do live in a clown world, and some of the things people are getting up to are ridiculous, you know. And I would say people are going to hate you or try to destroy you once you start talking about the truth in this world, because a lot of people, as I explained in my last one, they love the lie. They love it, and they're going to defend it to the death. They'd rather believe the lies they've been told about the nature of reality because it comforts them and it makes them not have to deal with the harsh truths of reality around them. So they'll defend the lie, they'll back up the lie, they'll repeat what they were told on the programming, and they'll just prop it all up and see you as a serious problem because you're kind of chipping away at the foundations of their lie and it's kind of tumbling a little bit, and they're like, whoa, easy there, you know. You don't want to bring the whole thing down, do you? You know, we've got a good thing going here. It's that type of attitude, and you've come along and ruined it. So remember that, first of all. And remember that the media is in constantly working against you. So I was looking at an article today, quite a few articles. I'll share the screen with you so you guys can see what I've been looking at. But it came by chance, actually, because I made a mistake. I think we've all kind of done something like this. But I typed into Google for some reason, tips for truthers, but I was trying to search for it on my YouTube channel to try and find out older videos and what I said in those old videos. So I accidentally got all these articles about how to talk to conspiracy theorists. It's just upsetting to see. All right. So I was, like I said, I was scrolling through and I found this one article here, and it's like, I've been talking to conspiracy theorists for 20 years. Here's my 6 rules for engagement. And it's kind of like, acknowledge the scale of the task. Talking to people who endorse conspiracy theories is inherently difficult. Simply laying out evidence or pointing out logical contradictions in the conspiracist's argument is seldom enough. They are by definition irrefutable. Lack of evidence of a conspiracy or positive proof against its existence is taken by believers of evidence of craftiness by those behind the plot, blah, blah, blah. So what I'm saying is there are a lot of these articles, you know. How should you talk to friends and relatives who believe in conspiracy theories? Number one, keep calm. Don't be dismissive. Encourage critical thinking. You know, how to talk to conspiracy theorists and still be kind, as though they don't really deserve kindness because they believe in conspiracy theories, so you've got to kind of fake it. It's kind of conspiracy theories and how to help family and friends. How to talk with people about conspiracy theories. Conspiracy theories can be undermined by these simple blah, 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 blah. Don't appeal to emotion, etc. It's kind of... There are people out there in the world who have no idea what the actual conspiracy even actually is because they haven't bothered to actually do any research into the damn thing. Have the audacity to go out there in these little groups with other people who haven't bothered to even look into what we're thinking and talking about, to have these task force meetings of how are we going to deal with the conspiracy theorists, you know? How are we going to get these guys back in line with what we believe? And that's how ridiculous the world is. Like, I see those articles and I can't help but laugh. Like, they are lost. They have no idea what's going on, do they? They just haven't got a clue. And their default position is quite literally to just say, well, how are we going to deal with this? I guess we better get some psychological understanding and figure out how we can best understand their minds to bring them back into our fold. And how can we convince the conspiracy theorists that they're crazy so they'll believe what we believe again? And it's so condescending. It's so gaslighty. It's so utterly disgusting beyond all comprehension at their own inability to think that we have not used critical thinking to get to our conclusions. You know, the audacity, like, I don't know how to describe it more than it's just, you have to just laugh. Like, they think they're being helpful with these articles. They think what they're doing is good, like a good thing. They think they're the heroes trying to change the conspiracy theorists to come back to normality. You know, they think they trust the system so much that they see us as an anomaly that needs to be fixed. And what else can you do? I mean, realistically, what else can you? You can't argue with these people. Like, they think you're crazy. Like, so from a default position like that, you can never have a real conversation with them. And it's isolating, I get it, you know, and it cuts you off from a lot of things. But what I would say is keep your spirits high, because who needs them? conspiracy is not what it used to be. The culture of conspiracy is not what it used to be. We're being proved right on a lot of things now. Things we were saying 10 years ago and being laughed at for are all coming to fruition in the past decade, and then quite clearly on the horizon now as well, especially with the advancements of AI and technology and transhumanist agendas as well. And obviously we were talking about in one of my last live shows, geoengineering. You know, I was quite literally on a radio show 10 years ago by the BBC being called a crackpot because we were going to attend an anti-weather modification group in Grimsby. And we were attacked publicly and called crackpots for even considering it as a possibility. And now our own government, 10 years later, is saying, we're going to start spraying things into the sky to stop global warming and climate change. It's kind of, oh, so we're crackpots until we're not. You know what I mean? And still, we're going to be looked at and laughed at and seen as like something that needs to be changed, even though we were right. It doesn't matter that we're right. We're right in so much, and that's a problem, in so much that the narrative that the mainstream has told them is not caught up yet. But as soon as the news tells them it's real, and then they'll forget that they ever attacked us, and they'll move on and start attacking us on something else instead that has not yet been proven true because the media hasn't said so yet. That's it. They'll always shift the goalposts. It doesn't matter. So why bother with them? Why even bother? We now have our own communities online. We now have our own subsection of civilization, society. Who knows? Right? We know it's all bollocks. We know we've been lied to. We know about the controlling systems behind the scenes. We know who's really pulling the strings, even though we're not allowed to talk about them on this platform. We know what's going on. We're very well aware now. It's over. The cat's out of the bag, okay? And we have formed and forged for ourselves communities, solid communities online, groups and places where we can safely meet each other, talk with each other without the fear of derision or being name-called or having the haters attack us or whatever it is. So why worry? Why be upset anymore or care that those people who don't believe you and want to ridicule and mock you don't like you? Why care? Why? Who needs them? We have each other. We have other people out there. So keep positive. Don't worry about it. Shake the dust off your feet and move on. It's like, this is a good piece of advice. It's kind of, don't let the bastards get you down. Laugh in the face of their ridiculous obliviousness and move on and go and talk with like-minded people that are there now. You know, I've tried to create my own community with a Telegram group where you can do such thing. There's hundreds of thousands of groups now. Everybody and everybody has a conspiracy podcast these days. You know, it's a different community. Everyone's more and more people, a larger body of humans are waking up, for lack of a better phrase, and are smelling the coffee and seeing it for what it is, and are ready to network and communicate and build solid relationships with like-minded people. It's a good time to be a conspiracy theorist, I would say. In many ways, it really is. And I think the sting of ridicule has gone. It's lost. It's dull now. It's over. We don't care anymore. It's kind of, why do we care about the opinions of a sick society? Like, why let it get to you if you get mocked and ridiculed by people who are quite frankly idiots, who don't critically think, who have not taken it upon themselves to take responsibility for the situation around them and realize it's upon them to open their own eyes and actually pay attention for once, rather than just believe what they've been told by a black square in the corner of their living rooms. Why should we care about their opinions? I mean, realistically. You know, I mean, love them, help them, try your best to get them to see. But if when they mock and laugh at you and ridicule them, do not take it personally. Their opinions are really not that valid by this point. Like, realistically, if they've gone that far to attack you and ridicule you and try to ruin your life, they're not worth it. Okay? In their own time, they'll catch up. You move on. It's not your job. That's at the same time, laugh. Like, don't let them steal your joy and happiness. Okay, rejoice in the fact that the truth is out and we can know the truth. and that the enemy that works hard against us, spiritually speaking, is a defeated enemy. All authority is given to Christ, and this is his kingdom, not theirs. And they may play God as much as they can, but it's the children playing at the end of the day. So you can be comforted and happy in knowing that, and that at the end of all of this, we have the promise of the kingdom. You know, we have more. There's more than just this world, and this world is a fallen clown world. It's one giant joke. So keep your sense of humor. And I do it when you probably notice when I do my own presentations, I laugh a lot. You know, and I try to present this information with some levity, because I find that's also a good way to communicate the truth to a lot of people. If you kind of come at it with a bit of lightheartedness and humor, people are more receptive to actually listen as well. When you come at them all solemn and deadly serious and full of fear, people don't really want to listen to that. It's like, I don't want to know what this guy's been looking into. Look at him, he's a mess. It's that type of thing. So you're probably better off keeping it lighthearted and showing that, yes, it's scary, but I haven't let it get, it hasn't gotten to me. I'm not going to let it steal my happiness and my joy, my ability to enjoy life, just because there's a few really bad people out there trying to ruin it for everybody else. You know, it's kind of, we can't let them do that. They win when they do that to us, when they turn you into a fear-filled, quaking mess. They've rendered you ineffective, and it's not worth letting them do that to you. And another thing I've noticed as well, so that's kind of like advice for truthers who are just out there watching content, watching videos, reading articles, reading books, learning stuff, and are on their journey to having their eyes open, living in the world, but trying not to be of the world anymore because it's all just a corrupt mess, you know. But at the same time, we've got to eat, we've got to work, we've got to do our thing, we've got to interact with people, we've got to build relationships, and we've got to network in the world and survive, you know, and do what we can. And everyday normal people who are just kind of learning the truth and having to live in the world, that's advice for you. You know, you can be mocked, ridiculed, you can be talked down to like you're a child. They're going to misrepresent you on the media. It's going to be a rough time, but just don't let them get to you. Do not let it get to you. Like, you are quite literally above all that now. Just forget about it. Move on. And go out there and find communities online predominantly, but there are groups that are meeting up in person these days as well, where you can have that outlet to discuss and talk with people who understand and know these things as well as you. And build new friendships, build new networks, and, you know, walk in the truth is what I'll say. And live uprightly with your head held high, ignoring the haters. But that's for those people. Now, what about content creators? This is a different game. If you're a truther and you also are putting yourself out there in the public as well, and you're trying to share with people the truth, and you maybe gather a following of a sorts, or a subscriber base, or whatever it is, and you're in the public eye more so than most people, and you are sharing information and talking about these things and kind of generating the content that gets the truth out, well, this is a different game. You're going to have a completely different set of problems than people who aren't creating content and are truthers as well. Now, of course, we as content creators have to deal with the stuff I've already mentioned. And I would say the advice still stands, keep a sense of humor. Now, if you're online, yeah, try and be lighthearted, keep it fun, keep it entertaining, because again, we're dealing with short attention span people here who need to keep it simple and are looking for something to elevate the drudgery of their everyday existence. And the appeal of learning that, oh, well, there are actually a lot of people out there who are trying to kill you all as well, doesn't really add to that. So maybe come at it with some humor and levity and keep it fun and lighthearted. And I think, again, people will be more receptive to listening to you and watching your videos and sharing your content, because they understand I can share this with loved ones and maybe they'll also get a good laugh out of it while also learning something. So try and do that, you know. There's a lot of channels out now there and podcasts out there that are kind of like comedy conspiracy theorists. There are quite a few good examples of that, big and small. And it works. It certainly works. I think it gets people in on the conversation. It encourages laughter, positivity, as well as free thinking. So there is a place for that. But what I'd say is a lot of content creators worry, I think, at the start, the public's going to attack me. Like, the non-believers in conspiracy are going to fill my comment sections with derision, ridicule, and mockery, you know, and we're up against those people, it's us against them type of attitude. And what I've learnt is that's not actually the case. Because you have to remember, people who aren't awake, people who aren't, who are still in the system, still in the matrix, let's just use that terminology because it's a handy metaphor. They're not actually looking for your videos. They're not actually there in the comment sections. They're not mocking you or laughing at you or ridiculing you or stalking you or attacking you in the comments or anything. If you're a content creator talking about conspiracy, they're not there because they're not watching it, because they're not awake. They're not looking for it. They don't know that you're out there saying these things. They don't care. They're not going to go out there finding it. And the ones who, the comments I do get, which are very few in between, by the way, very rare, I get somebody who's not a conspiracy theorist calling me crazy for believing in these things. I get maybe one comment a month. And even then, it looks like it might be a bot of some kind. It very rarely seems like anybody legit. Or when I do look at their profile picture to look into what type of person said this weird, odd, disturbing, cruel thing to me, and they have the most ridiculous videos on their channel that make me go, I do not care about this person's opinion. It is not valid. They are quite literally a creepy, weirdo pervert. Their opinion is not valid in my life whatsoever. If that person thinks I'm crazy, who cares? You know, so there is that too. But it's rare I get anything from somebody who's an outsider to this conspiracy clique, this conspiracy niche, this conspiracy community. What I'll find is the worst hatred, the worst derision, the worst attacks come from within the community. Okay. Because I think you get this issue when you're the content creator that there are people out there who are in the truther community who just don't like the way you tell the truth, the way you present these ideas. And a lot of it underlying it is also, I feel like they feel like you should be doing it their way. Like, if you're not saying the things they want you to say, then you're a problem and you need to change. And it's like, it's not good enough. So those are the ones who tend to actually hate and attack the content creators. It's not outsiders. So, like, say, if you're not a content creator, you're dealing with loved ones, friends, family, work colleagues, strangers, internet articles, media representations, and you're dealing with all those problems. But if you're a content creator, the real haters come from the community itself. Because it's, and again, you can only just laugh. Because look at the ridiculous of it all. It's like, look, we're here. We're all together. We've all discovered some things. We all have different pieces of the puzzle, and we're doing what we can to present the information to a wider audience and get the truth out there, because that's what we want to do. And still, there are people within the community who want to tear each other down and stop the truth getting out while calling themselves truthers. I mean, how ridiculous is that when you actually think of it? It's absurd. What can we do but laugh? Just the absurdity of it. It's like, even when human beings have managed to get something good going, which is going to tangibly help wake people up, we still try and destroy it from within. Why? Why do we do this? And it's got to be something to do with the programming we've been given. Like, we're programmed to self-destruct. It's like we're programmed to police ourselves in a way. You know, and it's over the pettiest things that we find reasons to cause derision and issues with others. It's kind of like, well, they said this thing in that way with that inflection and I didn't like that. Or, well, they dress funny, or they've got tattoos, or they shouldn't be talking about the truth because they're not a good representation of what I believe, you know, or I don't like the way they say those things, or I don't like some of their opinions or theories or ideas on this particular topic, like I think them, or I don't think their religious beliefs are aligned with mine, therefore I don't think they should be out there saying these things. It always comes down to like this: I should be the one that gets to say these things. There's a lot of narcissism, and narcissists can become truthers too. This is another problem we kind of have to deal with. And, you know, it takes all sorts to make licorice, as my mum used to say. And there's no queerer than folk. People are just weird. People are combative. People are strange. People are odd. And we have to kind of remember that. And when odd people just start acting odd, and that comes with attacking other truthers or attacking truthers because they don't believe conspiracies are real, we can only laugh because these people are strange. They're the strange ones. People like to think we're the strange ones, so the ones that have kind of just paid attention for a little bit. But really, the irony is, like, they are the weird ones. They're the ones who are just running on the programming, you know, and have not yet, or just on the rail that's been laid out for them and haven't yet quite figured out how to get off the track. You know, just stop for a second and have a look around. So again, do not take it personally. Jesus said there would be haters, you know, if you're, and just plug in JT Joe's, their brand new t-shirt you can go and buy, you know, but don't let the bastards get you down. Keep it lighthearted, keep it fun, stay positive, smile, you know, and build positive relationships with others in the community. Do what you can, all right, to keep it everyone else's spirits up. Don't attack each other in the communities. Don't break each other down because you just don't like somebody, other content creators' style, or you know. And at the same time, there's something to be said for, there are quite literally, because we are talking about quite terrifying, crazy ideas, there are crazy people in the community, like, who are quite literally unhinged and have lost their minds, who will attack people through sheer paranoia. That happens too. And sometimes it's like, well, I can't blame them for being paranoid, because yeah, we're being gaslit and controlled by evil people, you know. So yes, it's good to have your wits about you and your guard about you, but then that tends to get misdirected towards the community of people trying to tell the truth rather than the enemy themselves who are trying to kill us all in some way or control us, and it becomes a bit of a confused mess. And I would say to content creators who get attacked by those crazy people, it's kind of, look, that comes with the territory. Ban them, block them, and move on. Shake the dust off your feet, keep smiling, keep telling the truth, and just carry on doing your thing. Because we should never forget about the silent majority, okay? The only people who complain, well, the thing is, a lot of the comments can seem like toxic and full of complaints and annoyances and people just attacking each other, because they're the only ones who talk up. Like, it's only the bitter and the salty and the crazy who speak. They're the loud minority, but they're not the majority. The majority of people watching stay silent and don't comment. So again, for content creators, just don't take it personally. Smile, move on, get on with it, and ignore that type of stuff. But when it comes to just non-content creators, same logic. When they attack you, they ridicule you, they misrepresent you, smile and get on with it. Move on and laugh, because it's absurd. The whole thing's a joke. It's one giant cosmic joke. And I think this proves as well, like, God has a great sense of humor. He really does. You read the Bible, you read the New Testament, you read Jesus going around doing his thing, and it's like, this guy had a wicked sense of humor. Like, he was a funny guy. And, you know, he was up against all of it. Like, and he never let anybody take away his ability to sarcastically respond to people and have and state the obvious, you know what I mean, and keep his happiness, keep the joy, and I think God does have that kind of sense of humor. And I think God also, you know, in my own life, I've noticed, it's like, the way he teaches you lessons is through irony. Irony is not above God. Like, he understands the irony of the situation, and he plays on that absurdity to make us see things. And again, there's so much irony in all of this. There really is. There's so much satire and comedy in all of this situation we find ourselves in as truthers. We observe the behavior of people who aren't awake, and the behavior of the control system, and the moves they make and the things they come out with right in front of us that are just so brazenly, obviously there to control us. And how people just don't see it and believe the narrative they're given about the absurd things. Like, there's comedy at play here. And there's tragedy. I understand there's tragedy. But it's not all bad. Okay, it's we have each other. And as I said in the middle of this show, the conspiracy culture is not what it used to be. We can have solid relationships these days. So just don't forget that. And stay positive. It really does help. It really does, okay? And love one another, you know? And let's just, if the haters are going to hate, just thumbs up. Yeah, okay, that's great. You go do that and get back to what you're doing, okay? With your mate, with your mates, with your friends, with those who do understand. Because we can have that now. You don't have to be isolated. Find a community where you can talk about these things, where you can fit in. And again, you can still, you have to live in the world, but you don't have to be of the world. It's just the way it is. So there you go, guys. Take that tip for what it is. I know it's a bit of a rambling one, but there's a lot of points to be made about, there's plenty of reasons to be positive, you know, and there's also plenty of reasons to laugh at all of this. And I kind of think I've hit on enough of them there. So I'll be back next week with another Tips for Truthers as well. Thanks for listening. And as always, God bless.
I want you to get together.